everyone, and welcome to this episode of Sleep and Relax ASMR. And welcome to the very first edition of Q&A. The questions asked today come from Tome by Tome ASMR, a good friend of mine and a very talented ASMR artist in her own right. I will, of course, link her podcast in the description of this episode. Now, I thought for this first edition of Q&A, I would collect some questions that I've received over the years and answer them. Simple as that. Now, if you would like to be featured in a future edition of Q&A, simply download the Anchor app and click on my profile, and you can send me a voice message. When I get your voice message, I can stitch them directly into a future episode and answer them. So, simple as that. Download Anchor, follow Sleep and Relax ASMR, and send me a voice message. Again, for this first edition, it's just Tome by Tome asking the questions. Let's really no need to continue dragging it out, right? Let's just jump into it.
What inspired you to start Sleep and Relax ASMR?
The inspiration for the podcast pretty much came from two places. Number one, I had a very strong desire to want to start a podcast. It was just one of those, skills and hobbies that I wanted to really work on. For me, I don't like to do things at a distance. I like to jump in feet first and really get involved in something to see how well I like it. So that was definitely one factor. And then the second factor was there are some fantastic ASMR content creators. Most of them make content specific for YouTube, right? There's a visual component there. For me personally, I really just enjoy turning off my phone. I don't like looking into a screen. And for the most part, I like to just listen to a voice or the sound of water running, a stream, whatever it may be. And I just didn't feel that there was enough quality ASMR content being uploaded. And I thought there was a void in that sense. There were some very good podcasts around when I first started, but I said, I think there's room for more. And those two factors, that desire to make something and that desire to be able to enjoy more ASMR content for myself. And I figured if I'm having this issue, if I'm having this problem, so are other people. So very shortly after I came to that realization, I pretty much got started on Sleep and Relax ASMR the very next day. So that is how Sleep and Relax ASMR came to be and my inspiration for getting started.
What is your first ASMR memory?
I'm sure that I've had multiple ASMR experiences over the course of my life, but definitely the one that kind of got me started on the ASMR train, or whatever you want to call it, the one that really made me realize how interesting and powerful and amazing it can be, was there was a role play episode on YouTube that was recommended. And what's funny is at the time I didn't realize it was an ASMR video. I had assumed it was actually some kind of cranial nerve exam thing. And the reason why I think it was suggested is because in general, even though I don't practice medicine or anything, I find those kind of videos very interesting, to see certain procedures and again, maybe a weird fact about me that will be included later in the episode, but I clicked on the video, and at the time I didn't understand why he was whispering. And I forget the name of the ASMR content creator at this point. Dr. Something, maybe. I can't quite remember off the top of my head. This was maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I just remember falling into this very deep state of relaxation, and I could feel tingles starting from my head, and I said, oh, how strange. You know, this regular exam is giving me this kind of sensation. And then, of course, I go to the comments, and I want to see if anyone else experienced that with me, and lo and behold, everyone's saying, oh, this is some of the best ASMR content I've seen, and so on and so forth. So, of course, I then proceed to look up, what is ASMR? What is this new phenomenon? I learned about it, and it started an interest in the genre, if you will, for me. So, yeah, definitely my most memorable first ASMR experience basically was a total accident, and I didn't realize at the time what I was getting into, but it was great. I think I was like in a state of almost like hypnosis. It was unbelievable. I said, this is amazing. And I had had a very stressful day, so ASMR kind of found me at the perfect time, let's say. So, great question.
Vanilla or chocolate?
So, vanilla or chocolate for me is a very easy answer. And of course, I'm going to disappoint 50% of you or whatever. Whatever percentage the split is. But I am firmly a vanilla guy. I've always just preferred vanilla ice cream. I obviously enjoy chocolate. And there are cases where I will go for the chocolate dessert before I reach for the vanilla one. A good example is Häagen-Dazs. I'm not sure if they still offer it, but they have a, I think they call it their decadent line or something around there. And they have a chocolate cookies and cream. And for me, that is, you know, some of the best ice cream I've ever had. It's basically just cookies and cream, and rather than vanilla ice cream, it is chocolate. So I do kind of veer into chocolate from time to time. But if I'm being honest, you know, 90%, 95% of the time, I am going for vanilla. Respect chocolate, but definitely still a vanilla guy.
What is the favorite episode you've ever made?
In terms of episodes I have made that I would consider my favorite, I have a few. Definitely up there is the cave exploration episode I launched or released not too long ago. Fingal's Cave, I believe, is the title of its cave exploration, Fingal's Cave. You know, personally, I tend to gravitate towards ambiance and these kind of, soundscapes that kind of take me to another place as I'm trying to fall asleep. So I definitely enjoy that one. That one might be my favorite of all time. Another one is certainly Summer on Bondi Beach, and pretty much anyone with just wind and a little bit of rain or wind and footsteps, and you know, that for me in general is a pretty relaxing episode and certainly some of my favorites. In terms of recording, I think recording Irish Fairy Tales might have been my favorite to record. I just enjoyed reading the stories, and you know, I think it still is my longest voice episode, and it's just I allowed it to kind of continue. I was actually late for work that day, but for me it was worth it. I really enjoyed it. So yeah, those would be my favorite episodes that I've ever made.
What other ASMR creators do you listen to?
I listen to Tone by Tome ASMR, GB ASMR, ASMR Glow, JoJo ASMR from time to time. I really enjoy his Card Magic ASMR series. And, you know, obviously I enjoy the content of Bearded Audio ASMR, the ASMR Garden, ASMR Radio, you know, my friends over that contribute to Sleep and Relax ASMR and friends. So, yeah, I would say the ones mentioned are certainly the artists that I listen to most often and enjoy.
What is your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobbies include podcasting, of course. I really enjoy doing this. I also really enjoy the usual, right? Going out with friends and family, whatever it may be, going to the movies, staying in, watching sports. Really love playing basketball. Love playing a little indoor soccer as well. A little puppy foot, as it were. And I would say it's about it. Otherwise, I don't. My hobbies tend to be projects that I like to work on, you know, the podcast and, you know, things of that nature.
What is a weird fact about you?
Not really sure. I mean, there are probably a couple things about me that others would find weird. It just depends on your preference and your perspective. But I'll give you a couple things and I guess you be the judge as to whether it's weird or not. I hate mixing food. If I have rice on my plate and chicken on the same plate, I will not, under virtually any circumstances, mix the rice with the chicken. I like it to be separated and I like to enjoy each element of food individually. Another thing about me is I like to sleep horizontally on a bed. So basically, I like to sleep from one corner to the other corner, not the regular way you sleep on a mattress, which is, you know, basically just, you know, regular sleeping. I enjoy being at an angle, or I like to sleep on the short ends. So I like to sleep on the width of the bed, let's say, so that, you know, my head sometimes is hanging off the, I don't know. It is probably strange because I haven't seen that many people that like sleeping purposely, either horizontally or at a strange angle on the bed. But those are two things. And for the time being, that's all I can really think of. But if I have more, I will address it in a future Q&A or maybe later this episode.
What is a skill you would like to learn and acquire?
There are definitely a few things I'd like to learn and skills I like to acquire over the course of, I wouldn't even say the course of my life, I would say over the course of just a couple of years. Definitely, first and foremost, I'd like to learn how to barbecue multiple things really well. So basically, just be able to properly barbecue chicken or beef or sausages and be able to adapt to things like that, because I really enjoy barbecuing as is, but I am very limited in terms of my offering. And for me, it's, you know, I have one way of cooking this, one way of cooking that. I like to be able to start experimenting and mixing and matching and, you know, cook burgers at the same time I'm cooking this. So again, become sort of a grill master is one thing. A second skill I'd like to acquire is to learn how to weld. And in general, I'd like to learn and eventually build a tiny home one day, either to live in it myself or to sell it or rent it, whatever my prerogative is at that point in my life. But I'm obsessed with the idea of making a tiny home, building something from scratch, and then seeing, you know, the fruits of that work come together in this livable, functional little space. So yeah, those are the things I like to, and you know, of course, building a tiny home would entail a massive amount of learning how to do things in general. So the skills necessary to get that done are, of course, added to my list.
What is the place you would most like to visit?
I would say Japan, certainly on the top of that list. I've spoken about Japan several occasions over the course of the podcast's history. And it's always been a place that's really fascinated me. So Japan, certainly top of that list. And there are always a bunch of places I want to visit, even within the United States. I mean, I've never spent time in the Northwest, never been to New York. So there are plenty of places, even domestically, that I'd like to travel and visit.
What is your favorite animal? If you were an animal, what would it be and why?
The rhino is my favorite animal, without a doubt. Given the fact that my favorite animal is the rhino, I think I will be consistent and say if I could be any animal, it would be the rhino. Because I don't think you can say that your favorite animal is whatever it may be, and then not want to be that animal. So, yeah, I will go with the rhino.
If you could live anywhere else, where would you choose?
I am pretty content with where I am now, but if I had to move, I would say I would just want to go somewhere that has a mix between city life without being too big and suburban / outdoor living. Just that kind of mix. You know, if I want some city, I can go to the city. If I want a little bit of outdoors, I can get the outdoors. And if I want just a quiet little neighborhood, I can find that too. So I don't know, probably somewhere like in North Carolina. I'm sure I'd find a little town or city that I'd be happy with. So North Carolina.
If you could meet any historical figure, who would you choose and why?
If I could meet any historical figure, I would probably go with Abraham Lincoln for obvious reasons. But as an aside, there is no recording of his voice. And supposedly Lincoln, a very tall man, first time, great leader, he had a very soft voice. So the chance to meet Abe Lincoln and listen to his voice would be quite interesting.
If you could change your name, what would it be?
I think my name is pretty appropriate for me. If I could change it to anything, I would go with Claudio, because that is an inside joke with my family. And that's just the name that I've used to put people on their toes, like when we go to Starbucks, because I certainly don't look like a Claudio. So there you go.
What is your favorite color from the Double Rainbow series?
My absolute favorite color from the Double Rainbow series is absolutely Alien Armpit. It might be the ugliest color featured on the series, but it was so much fun getting emails from listeners giving me their opinion about Alien Armpit. So being the fact that it is the most memorable color, I think, from Double Rainbow, and the amount of fun interactions I had with listeners, definitely Alien Armpit.
What is your favorite band? What band would you be embarrassed to admit you listen to?
My favorite band is Coldplay, and the band that I am most embarrassed to acknowledge that I've listened to, or used to listen to at least, probably Nickelback, which is probably the band that a lot of people would be embarrassed to admit. But, I mean, look, I'll be honest. I think the song Rockstar is a pretty decent song. You know, I haven't heard Nickelback in a while, but I think they get a little too much heat, in my opinion. I think they were an alright band, so. Yeah. Favorite Coldplay, most embarrassed, certainly would be Nickelback.
What is the most random item in your wallet?
The most random item in my wallet right now is probably a punch ticket, where you can get like a discount after, I think, 10 orders from a, I think it's a Greek restaurant from a place that I visited once, like 2 years ago. So, not sure why I still have it there. Of course, there's only that one, you know, ticket that's there, because I only went through that one time and I probably won't be there ever again. So,
yeah. Coke or Pepsi? Netflix or Hulu?
Between Coke and Pepsi, I would definitely go Pepsi. Netflix or Hulu, I would go with Hulu, because Hulu has live sports. So, for the time being, Hulu is just a little bit more, let's say, versatile in that sense. I'm sure that I missed a few questions here and there. Obviously, I apologize if I did. Just bring it to my attention. I will try to answer them next time. I'd like to thank Tome by Tome ASMR for helping me with this episode. Remember, you can find more from her. Just check the description of this episode. Really fantastic ASMR content creator. I think you'll love some of the work that she has on her podcast. Remember, you can download the Anchor app and send me voice messages. And by doing so, you may be featured on the next edition of Q&A. That's all for this episode. Thanks as always for listening, and take care.